Sagawapa. So I stay in the rest of the Seaway Valley. Good morning and welcome to a live edition of CKL Wednesday to Watala. My name is Reen Cook. We remind you, views and opinions expressed by our guests and our callers during Didawatala, not necessarily those of 97.3 CKLN or the Akwesaste Communications Society. The original air date of the program live is Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. A reminder, our phone lines are open. If you have any questions, 518-358-3427, 613-575-2101. You can also email your question, frontdesk@ckl1fm.com. And a reminder that you can follow us on Twitter, you can like us on Facebook, and you can listen to us on the World Wide Web. So any way that you can bring us along with you, we appreciate. You can listen to us on your phone, your tablet, anything like that, your MacBook, your laptop, wherever you are around the world. And with that, we have four guests joining us today, and our guests are going to be speaking on some dates for the months of January and February with regards to Canada's Bill S3 on Indian registration, band membership, and First Nation citizenship. So we've got some focus group meetings that we need to promote. Also another edition of Didawatala towards the end of the month having to deal with this subject. And then we've got a community engagement session that's coming up in February as well. My guests today include Mohawk Council of Akwesaste Grand Chief Abram Benedict. We also have Jackie Benedict, Manager, Office of Vital Statistics for the Mohawk Council of Akwesaste. And we have Carol LaFrance, and she is part of the Membership Office for the Office of Vital Statistics. And Dolly McDonald joins us today as a consultant as well. So those are our four guests today, and we're going to get started by welcoming all four guests to the program and also saying good morning and welcome to Dolly McDonald, our consultant, as she's going to start off the program. Good morning, Sago, and welcome.
Sago, good morning, Reen. It's wonderful to be here today. We're going to be talking about the collaborative process on Indian registration and band membership and First Nation citizenship. The government launched a collaborative process with First Nations and other Indigenous groups to consult on the broader issues of Indian registration and band membership to identify areas for future reform. And it builds on an exploratory process on registration and band membership. So a co-design project has been funded with the Mohawk Council, and it's part of a bigger process of community sessions that are being held nationally. There's also regional events that are being held across the country. There's been expert panels on Indigenous and legal scholarly discussions on membership and then other governance and provinces. So that's kind of the bigger picture for this project. And I think in terms of Bill S3, I'll defer to Jackie to talk about that.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Dolly McDonald. She is a consultant with regards to this topic for the Mohawk Council of Akwesaste. We'll say Sago and welcome to Jackie Benedict. Jackie Benedict is the manager of the Mohawk Council of Akwesaste Office of Vital Statistics. Sago, and welcome back to the airwaves, Jackie.
Good morning, Reen.
Continue.
So the Bill S3 consultation process is happening because there were changes made to the Indian Act as a result of a court case, and it was an additional case and the decision that followed. And what happened was the Indian Act, there were sections that are amended now because of the decision.
Okay.
So, but for us, because we're a Section 11, 10 band where we control our own membership list, there are some who are still Section 11 and their membership is controlled by the Indian Register.
Okay.
So the Bill S3 was an amendment to change the inequality of registration of cousins and siblings where if there was, depending on if you were male or female, depending on if your registered parent was male or female, if they married a non-native, then if you were a female, you were removed, so were your children, or they weren't eligible to be registered with Akwesasne. So in order to kind of even that out, they did this amendment, and there were cases where first cousins, one was eligible, one wasn't, or even siblings. If you were born before 1985 until, or 1986, where we had our own membership code. So it all depended on whether you were male or female, what your parent that was registered. If they were male or female, there were different factors, if they were married when you were born or not, and who they married, if they married out.
Okay.
So the Bill S3 is trying to even that out, and some of the impacts for us will be, this is as of 2016, and newly entitled on reserve would be 13, and off reserve would be 302, so the total would be 315. And then the impact is really small, where it's 0.1% on reserve. Off reserve would be they have 11.6%, and the total is 2.6%, which really isn't that much of an impact.
Okay. So we are looking at, of course, our Office of Vital Statistics working to provide the information at these different focus group meetings and also the community engagement session as well. So there are some First Nations, I guess, that their registry, their membership would swell. And I guess a lot of people are worried about maybe the funding that doesn't swell with it. And then more people trying to get, services from First Nations, bands or councils, if you will. So is that like the thought for us? Like, is that what First Nations are worried about?
It is. It's a really big concern. And I know in some other communities, like Gunawaga, I think their membership is probably 6,600 was the last number I heard, and the increase would be in the thousands. Okay. So it would outnumber the original membership of that band.
Yeah.
And that's a big concern when you don't have your own membership code that's been accepted. Okay. We have ours, so even if we have, 315, the total, or the 2.6%, they would still have to apply for membership. This is just registration. With Bill S3, who's entitled or okay. Newly entitled.
Okay. So we would still be able to control that ourselves.
Our membership,
with our
yes.
membership code. Okay. Yeah. Let's go with Mohawk. Thank you very much, Jackie. Let's go with Mohawk Council of Akwesasne Grand Chief Abram Benedict. Sagwan, welcome to the program.
Sagwan, thank you very much. And Osawaza to you and well as our listeners this morning. So the project in which we're doing here, in which Dolly has outlined of a bit of the project, Jackie has talked about S3, is the federal government is doing rolling out this collaborative process on consultation of what the impacts will be once the Bill S3 comes fully implemented. So one of the things that many communities are concerned about, and which we share the same concern about, is that, you know, there will be a huge influx in members registered under the Indian Registry with the Mohawks of Akwesasne. So as Jackie mentioned, we are a community that we have registered members, and we also have a membership code. So they're two separate registries. Because even if you are registered under the Indian Act as a Mohawk of Akwesasne, it doesn't necessarily mean you're a member as well. So there's a bit of a two separate registry system in Akwesasne. Not all communities have that. So the ones that don't have that, that go specifically by Indian Registry, are really concerned about the impacts of this. We also have our concerns because there are some services in which we provide that are based on whether or not you have Indian Registry or not. And as if there's a huge influx in the increase of members, of registered Indians to Akwesasne, we potentially could see that we're going to run into additional shortfalls trying to meet the needs of our community. So as we relate it back to this project, the engagement sessions or the information sessions that we'll be having over the next month and a half are to hear from community what concerns they have with a potential increase in memberships, with a registry of people in Akwesasne. So over the next month, we'll be rolling out three sessions. We'll provide the community with additional background on what the Desjardins case is, how that relates to Bill S3, what this process means, and as well, kind of an end report that we will do at the end of the engagement sessions that we will send to the government, because what this process is designed is for us to have conversations with our membership and hear what their concerns would be with respect to amendments to the Indian Act, specifically around S3. So over the month of January, we're having our first information session on January 9th, which is next week at the Gnadigal School, 6 to 9 p.m. We'll be providing all the information to the community and then asking, having a dialogue with them. January 16th, which is the following week, we'll be in Jisnaina at Yohahio, 6 to 9 p.m. as well. And then January 23rd, we'll be on Gawanoga from at the Gawanoga Recreation Center, 6 to 9 p.m. as well. And it's extremely important that the community come out, learn a bit more about what this bill is about, what the impacts potentially could be, but also give us, the working group here and our leadership, feedback as to what some of the concerns they have around, potential increase or just around Indian registry. And that's very helpful for us as we plan as a community, as well as we roll up the report and send this off to the government.
Okay, so again, we're talking with Mohawk Council of Akwesasne officials. Thank you very much. That's MCA Grand Chief Abram Benedict and discussing and promoting those focus group meeting dates, which are coming up later this month. The first one, as he mentioned, is going to be on January 9th at the Gnadigal School. It's going from 6 to 9 p.m. for that evening. And we're also going to have the CRNAC department representative in attendance as well for those.
So thank you, Reen. Just to expand a little bit more on the impacts of Bill S3, if we look at it from a national perspective, two of the biggest federal programs to be impacted are going to be the non-insured health benefits and also post-secondary education. And they're estimating nationally about 750,000 to 1.3 million individuals could potentially be asking for reinstatement because the Bill S3 goes back to 1896 when the Indian Act was first drafted. Okay. So from a national perspective, I think we're very blessed here in Akwesasne that it's not as big an impact in this community, but nationally there's big impacts in terms of potential funding also for housing and for lands and for infrastructure for communities across the country. So this is a big issue, I think, from that perspective.
Okay. All right. So, again, talking with the topic, Canada's Bill S3 on Indian registration, band membership, and First Nation citizenship. Taking a look at, I know we also have Carol LaFrance, who's with us today. She is from the membership office for the Office of Vital Statistics. Carol, maybe we could get a few words from you on, some of the things that you've been made aware of or, can share by way of any information for our listeners from your specific office or your program.
Thank you, Reen. Just to add on again to Jackie and what Chief Abram and Dolly already explained, the Indian Act is a Canadian law, and that determines who has Indian status, and that's and it's enforced, carried out, administered by the Department of Indian Affairs, or whatever name they go by now.
Yeah, exactly.
And a little bit of context, too, for this, what we're calling S3. In 1985, April 17, 1985, the Indian Act was amended, and they called it Bill C-31. And that law provided that all our Native women who lost status because they married so-called non-Indians, they were able to get reinstated and their children. And then in 2011, the Indian Act was amended further, and that amendment provided that the grandchildren of the women were able to get their Indian status. And then in December of 2017, I believe, they passed Bill S3, which is also known as the Deschino case, and that provided for the great-grandchildren of our women who had lost status. So, as it was said earlier, it's kind of evening out now all the discrimination that had occurred since the beginning. So that's why S3, that's one of the provisions of S3. The other one is, the second part of that is, those are the parts that are already being enforced, that are already being carried out. But there's a second part where they're calling it the 1951 cutoff date. And what the Canadian government is proposing is that they extend the determination of who can get Indian status further back to 1867. And the federal government is asking First Nations for feedback on how they want that specific provision to be carried out. So they are consulting with us. So that'd be one of the topics that will be at the consultation meetings.
Perfect. Thank you. Again, that's Carol LaFrance, and she works at our membership office over at the Office of Vital Statistics. So is there anything else that we need to pass along to our listeners, to the membership, with regards to any of the topics or other areas that will be up for discussion? We'll go with the Grand Chief on this one.
Thanks, Reen. So it's just important that we have people come out next Wednesday. It's actually the next following Wednesday and then the following Wednesday after that to hear the presentation, to provide the feedback. And there will be a couple areas that, you know, we want to have dialogue on as well with the community. And that's additional resources, whether or not, you know, we want to hear from community their concerns. We want to talk about whether or not additional resources will be made available, potential land shortages if there's a huge increase in membership in our community, categories within the Indian registration, if there are impacts as well to border crossing, because if there's more people becoming members of Akwesasne, what impact does it have on border crossing as well, impacts on language and culture, self-government agreements, as well as the overall impacts of Bill S3. So these are some of the areas that, you know, we're going to be covering in the presentations with the community. Well, again, we're looking for feedback. Maybe there people are interested in wanting to know more about the bill. Maybe people are interested in understanding what this implications are, or how the membership works in our community. Because again, we mentioned that we have the Indian Registry as well as we have the Akwesasne Membership Code. So there's two registry systems in Akwesasne for our members. But we're encouraging all community members to come out on January 9th, January 16th, or January 23rd to hear the presentations, have a dialogue with us. This information will form part of a report going back to Ottawa, but at the same time, it provides us as the Mohawk Council and as a community with additional information just to help understand, you know, people's concerns around registration, people's concerns around processes with, you know, that just helps us shape where we're going as a community as a whole. So,
do you think that is it the remission order? Is that something, I know you mentioned the border crossing, is that something that would be, I guess, something that people would look for? I know Dolly made reference to post-secondary and, and also non-insured. Would that be another big pull?
It's it's potentially, yes, but it is a residence remission order as well, too, though.
Okay.
So that plays a bit of a part as well. You have to be, you know, a member of Akwesasne in order to receive the benefits of the remission order. But these are some things that we want to further examine. And if we feel that there's impacts that would be to our community, we want to make sure they're in this report and it's documented with Ottawa.
My next question would be having to do, I know we've done programs with Undawa Datui. When they come on and we talk about the different agreements and, you know, keeping what we want from the Indian Act, if that were to be something that we follow as a community, you know, down that path. If we were to do that, would this affect us, or is this something that we could get away from?
Well, I through the current negotiations in our self-government negotiations, there is a recognition of the Oksana membership code. So again, it will still continue to be registered Indians and then members of the Mohawks of Oksana. So
okay.
The impact potentially could be minimized through that. But again, these are things that we want to hear from the community as we have these dialogue sessions in the community.
Just wondering if that would be part of that. All right. So anything else, Dolly?
Well, just as a reminder, like the community engagement session for Akwesasne Mohawk Casino on February 6th from 9 to 4, there will be representatives from the Government of Canada there. So some of the issues that come up, you know, through our focus groups, it's a good opportunity for us to ask them questions, you know, directly. So I think that would be a very important for community members to participate in that.
Okay.
And some of the other issues that we haven't mentioned, in addition to cross-border issues, is also children of same-sex parents and non-gender identities and enfranchised. And so those are some other issues that also could potentially come up. And those are definitely ones that we would want to ask the Government of Canada when they're here.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, again, just giving people some things to start thinking about and start discussing amongst themselves, you know, in our families, looking at the different types of family dynamics we have now, blended families, you know, and, you know, how it's going to or would possibly affect them. So anything else on your side, Jackie Benedict?
Just that I hope everybody comes out for the focus group meetings and, you know, to get the information and give us feedback.
Okay. So
we'd like that.
Really important. Now, if people wanted to follow up, like with your office, ahead of the first focus group meeting, how do they reach out to you guys?
They can call us at 613-575-2250, extension 1013.
Okay. All righty. Any closing comments on your side, Carol LaFrance from the Membership Office, Office of Vital Statistics? Carol?
Just to agree with Jackie that we do look forward to people coming to the consultation sessions, and myself, I would like to hear some of the questions that people have dealing with Indian registration on a daily basis. I'd like to hear some of the questions and some of the problems that community members are having in trying to gain Indian registration.
Okay, perfect. And Dolly, anything else on your side?
Well, I'm going to be the report writer, so you know, it'll be very important, as everyone is saying, that, you know, we have community participation and really good questions coming to us so that we can raise those to the government. So, and again, long term, there's significant impacts in terms of resourcing. So, you know, we need to get those issues out there to make sure that the government is aware. So we're really encouraging people to come.
Excellent. Very good. And we'll wrap up with MCA Grand Chief Abram Benedict.
Well, I want to thank yourself, Reen, the folks here at CCON for accommodating us today to come in and share this information. Thank you for the team in which I'm with today who's leading this work. And, you know, it's been stated a couple times that it's extremely important for our community to come out to have these conversations, to share their concerns, share the, you know, their experiences, whatever it may be, and being able to, you know, provide us with some background or some, you know, some direction on where perhaps there's some areas that we can immediately take change to, you know, mitigate or improve processes that we have as the Mohawk Council, but as well to feed into this national process that I think is extremely important, because we don't all entirely know what the real impacts will be, but we need to ensure that what we're saying as leadership and is what we're saying as the Mohawk Council is the same thing the community shares as well, and that's really about what these focus sessions are about, is to get affirmation from the community that these are extremely important things and we want the government to know.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming on today's program. And we'll see you again at the end of the month after you guys have had the focus group meetings, and we'll be promoting the community engagement session that time. So hope all goes well with you and Oselaze. Thanks for starting off your new year with us here at CKLN. Yawa. That'll do it for this edition of CKL Wednesday to Watala. Again, I thank my guests for coming by today. Mohawk Council of Akwesasne, Grand Chief Abram Benedict. Also, Dolly McDonald, consultant. Carol LaFrance, membership office for the Office of Vital Statistics. And also Jackie Benedict, manager for the Office of Vital Statistics. So I want to thank all four for coming on the program today to talk about Canada's Bill S3 on Indian registration, band membership, and First Nation citizenship. So we do have those focus group meetings coming up on January 9th. And that's going to be on a Wednesday. It'll be in Ganadago at the Ganadago School, 6 to 9 p.m. Also on Wednesday, January 16th, at Gishnine, Yohahio location, 6 to 9 p.m. And then on also on a Wednesday, it's the Gawanoge Recreation on January 23rd. And again, that's going to run from 6 to 9 p.m. And then we'll have another edition of Dedo Watala, I understand, on January 28th. To promote the community engagement session. So please start talking about it and thinking about it. And again, if you have any questions ahead of that first focus group meeting in Ganadago, you can call 613-575-2250, extension 1013. Thank you, Nyawangoa, for listening in today to CKL Wednesday de Watala. The original air date of this program is on Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. For a live edition of Dedo Watala, I'm Reen Cook.